The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We've seen a lot of food trends recently, haven't we, Jules?
Oh, yeah. Black food's a big thing. We saw those black burgers for a while.
Yeah. They seem like a lot of these food trends are kind of also supposed to be outrageously healthy. Like, you know, all the fancy lattes we've seen.
Like the turmeric ones.
Yes.
There's the beetroot one.
Oh, yeah.
There's the blue-green algae one.
Mm. I'm kind of judging these books by their cover. I've never tried any of these
drinks.
I tried
the turmeric one.
What did you think?
I wasn't a huge fan.
See, I know Alice, my other half, she doesn't mind it. But she loves healthy stuff. She's all over it. She's real weird about it. This latest food trend, I don't think they're trying to tick a healthy box.
Okay, hit me up. What is it?
It's called the unicorn trend.
Oh, we've seen a few of them, like on macarons and cupcakes and... Is that what you mean? Like ones that are just all brightly coloured?
Brightly coloured. Lots of sort of neon colours and glitter is a major thing. Well, Starbucks has taken advantage of this trend. They've seen it and they've unveiled something that I think is going to be the most...
As soon as you say Starbucks, I think healthy. Yep, continue.
Well, this trend is so far from healthy. They've unveiled the Unicorn Frappuccino. It's a whimsical mango cream frappuccino. But this is what's exciting about it, Jules. When you look at it in its cup, it's in a clear cup, and it's like bright purple with cream on top with like multicolored glitter.
Yeah.
But apparently as you stir it, it changes color. It goes from purple to pink or vice versa. And then on top of that, as you drink it, it changes flavor. So as you drink it, it starts like a very fruity flavor and then becomes more sour and tart as you work your way through.
And it's got cream on the top.
And it's got a big dab of cream on top. Jules, it's so unhealthy, but it's magical, like a real unicorn. I feel like it's right there in the spirit of this food trend.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's on the other complete other end, though, isn't it?
It's so, not a turmeric latte.
So we're like all the healthy ones, and then you've got the other extreme. There's no happy medium?
Not one little bit, and you just know they're not using...
Have this one that tastes like dirt, or this one that's going to make your teeth fall out.
And there's like... Like, you know how those lattes we mentioned, they're all like very natural, earthy colours?
Yes.
I haven't read the ingredients,
like,
but it has to be artificial. Yeah, there's got to be some chemicals in this thing to colour it.
It doesn't seem quite right,
anyway,
does it?
Anyway, it's available as of today. You can...
In Australia or only in America?
It just says Starbucks.
Oh, I reckon Starbucks America because they're heading into summer.
You don't reckon this, but surely Australian people would be wanting to hop on top of this as well. I don't know, if anyone's heading to Melbourne today, if you could pop into Starbucks for us.
And see if they've got this one on the menu.
Maybe
the
bring one back.
The Unicorn Frappuccino or whatever it's called.
Bring one back. I heard it's quite a hoot. But yeah, it's certainly not a health kick or a detox option, that's for sure.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.